Third part, question 57, the ascension of Christ. Article 3, whether Christ ascended by his own power. It is written in Isaiah 63, this beautiful one in his robe, walking in the greatness of his strength. Also St. Gregory says in a homily on the ascension, it is to be noted that we read of Elijah having ascended in a chariot, that it might be shown that one who was mere man needed another's help. But we do not read of our Savior being lifted up either in a chariot or by angels, because he who had made all things was taken up above all things by his own power. There is a twofold nature in Christ, to wit, the divine and the human. Hence his own power can be accepted according to both. Likewise, a twofold power can be accepted regarding his human nature. One is natural, flowing from the principles of nature, and it is quite evident that Christ did not ascend into heaven by power such as this. The other is the power of glory, which is in Christ's human nature, and it was according to this that he ascended into heaven. Some assign as the cause of this power the glorified soul itself, from whose overflow the body will be glorified, as Augustine writes. For the glorified body will be so submissive to the glorified soul that, as St. Augustine says, wheresoever the spirit listeth, thither the body will be on the instant, nor will the spirit desire anything unbecoming to the soul or body. Now it is befitting the glorified and immortal body for it to be in a heavenly place. Consequently, Christ's body ascended into heaven by the power of his soul willing it. But as the body is made glorious by participation with the soul is beatified by participating in God. Consequently, the divine power is the first source of the ascent into heaven. Therefore, Christ ascended into heaven by his own power, first of all by his divine power, and secondly by the power of his glorified soul moving his body at will. Article 6. Whether Christ's ascension is the cause of our salvation. He himself said in John 16:7, it is expedient to you that I go, that is, that I should leave you and ascend into heaven. Christ's ascension is the cause of our salvation in two ways. First of all, on our part, secondly, on his. On our part, insofar as by the ascension our souls are uplifted to him, because his ascension fosters first faith, secondly hope, thirdly, charity. Fourthly, our reverence for him is thereby increased, since we no longer deem him an earthly man, but the God of heaven. Thus the Apostle says in 2 Corinthians 5:16, if we have known Christ according to the flesh, but now we know him so no longer. On his part, in regard to those things which, in ascending, he did for our salvation, first, he prepared the way for our ascent into heaven, according to his own saying in John 14:2, I go to prepare a place for you, and the words of Micah in 2:13, he shall go up that shall open the way before them. For since he is our head, the members must follow whither the head has gone. Hence he said in John 14:3, that where I am you also may be. In sign whereof he took to heaven the souls of the saints delivered from hell, according to Psalm 67, ascending on high he led captivity captive. Because he took with him to heaven those who had been held captives by the devil, to heaven as to a place strange to human nature. Captives indeed of a happy taking, since they were acquired by his victory. Secondly, because as the high priest under the Old Testament entered the holy place to stand before God for the people, so also Christ entered heaven to make intercession for us, as is said in Hebrews 7:25. Because the very showing of himself in the human nature which he took with him to heaven is a pleading for us. So that for the very reason that God so exalted human nature in Christ, he may take pity on them for whom the Son of God took human nature. Thirdly, that being established in his heavenly seat as God and Lord, he might send down gifts upon men. According to Ephesians 4:10, he ascended above all the heavens that he might fill all things, that is, fill all things with his gifts. First objection. It would seem that Christ's ascension is not the cause of our salvation, for Christ was the cause of our salvation insofar as he merited it, but he merited nothing for us by his ascension, because his ascension belongs to the reward of his exaltation, and the same thing is not both merit and reward, just as neither are a road and its terminus the same. Reply to the first objection. Christ's ascension is the cause of our salvation by way not of merit, but of efficiency. See question 56, article 1, responses to the third and fourth objections. Second objection. If Christ's ascension be the cause of our salvation, it seems that this is principally due to the fact that his ascension is the cause of ours. But this was bestowed upon us by his passion, for it is written in Hebrews 10:19, we having confidence in the entering into the holies by his blood. Therefore, it seems that Christ's ascension was not the cause of our salvation. Reply to the second objection. Christ's passion is the cause of our ascending to heaven, properly speaking, by removing the hindrance which is sin, and also by way of merit. Whereas Christ's ascension is the direct cause of our ascension, as by beginning it in him who is our head, with whom the members must be united.